Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Rock Island will no longer require sprinkler systems for new single and two-family homes. The city council approved the building code change during its meeting last night. Opponents included 5th Ward Alderman Dylan Parker, who questioned assumptions that lifting the sprinkler requirement will boost home construction in Rock Island.
I hope in a year or two, when we see that there remains to be a trickle of new housing starts in Rock Island, we return to this issue, enact sensible public policy, and address the actual challenges that prevent housing construction in Rock Island.
7th Ward Alderman Bill Healy was among supporters who say requiring sprinklers is unnecessary and stymies development.
We want to be safe, but we do have to balance how can we also bring people in. I mean, I'm sure everybody up here, I was flooded with emails today from the Realtors Association and the Quad Cities saying, please get rid of this.
Rock Island was the only municipality in the Quad Cities metro area to require sprinklers until last night. Another candidate is running for Davenport mayor this fall. Longtime business leader, educator, and community advocate Jim Huskamp announced his campaign on Monday. The former president and CEO of Black Hawk Bank and Trust is seeking to replace incumbent mayor Mike Mattson, who's not running for another term. Other candidates include former 8th Ward Alderwoman Judith Lee, as well as Todd Perk and Jason Gordon. Candidate filing is open until August 28th. The primary is set for October 7th, with the general election on November 4th. The Iowa Board of Regents will consider a new policy today that says professors should avoid teaching from one perspective. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the proposed policy's language is short on definitions.
The Board of Regents is considering a policy that would encourage free and open discussion among faculty and students over relevant controversial topics. It also says teachers should instruct in a way that avoids indoctrination of one perspective. Michael Olson is a mechanical engineering professor at Iowa State University and the president-elect of the Faculty Senate.
The problem with the policy is not the motive here. The motive here is to avoid indoctrination. I agree with that. The problem is just in the definitions. Where are the lines drawn? And that could be problematic.
The policy originally limited instruction related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, but the board revised it after receiving significant pushback. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Wind and solar energy in Iowa are facing a slew of challenges with federal policy changes. The tax and spending law President Donald Trump signed last month significantly shortened the timeline for wind and solar energy tax credits. But the U.S. Treasury Department may issue a new rule this month that could make it even harder to qualify for the tax credits even before they expire. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley recently announced that he will delay 3 presidential nominees to the Treasury Department unless the agency follows what he says is the intent of Congress.
We made very clear in the legislation that the practice of the last 10 years, both from the standpoint of the regulation as well as the guidelines, was what should be followed as a result of the compromise that we made in the United States Senate.
The U.S. Departments of the Interior and Transportation have also released new policies for wind and solar projects and have indicated more are on the way. Around 60% of Iowa's energy comes from wind. In Illinois, wind power makes up about 11% of the state's electricity production, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. An Illinois state lawmaker is looking to the courts in an effort to get Democratic lawmakers from Texas to go back to their home state. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Republican State Senator Jill Tracy is joining forces with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. They filed a lawsuit in downstate Adams County against the 33 Texas Democrats who have fled to Illinois. Those lawmakers hope to break the quorum needed to vote on new congressional maps that they say are gerrymandered to give Republicans 5 more seats in Congress. The Republican-controlled Texas State House has issued civil arrest warrants for the absent lawmakers. In the petition, the pair argues the court must give full faith to the warrants, saying the lawmakers are harming the good order of Texas representative democracy. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Mercer County School District has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing its teachers. The Mercer County Education Association and the school board announced a new contract last night. The agreement now heads to the teachers' union for ratification before heading to the Board of Education for formal approval. The first day of school for the Mercer County School District is on Thursday. This is WVIK News.